I think, if I can read between the lines, A7PHA. Yeah, I guess that probably spells alpha. No Breaks. No Breaks. No Breaks is the name of the song from the self-titled upcoming debut LP of Alpha. And before that, well, we ended five songs in a row of brand new indie rock that are bands that have been around for a while. And yeah, musicians are people too. They got to make a living. They got to keep on going. And it's always comforting to see that some great artists are still making great music. And yeah, they got to, right? They got to keep making good stuff or they're not going to be able to pay their rent. So yeah, we heard Mew. The last song was Mew, Carry Me to Safety, M-E-W. They're a Danish group, and they are always kind of like on that line between slightly cheesy 80s and amazing prog. And I think my dad would even maybe like that. It's like synth heaven, and there's a little bit of like sax that came in near the end. But Mew, great live band, and the singer is like this little guy. He's kind of like a pixie sort of character. And yeah, great stuff. Mew, their new album will come out very soon in April. It's called Visuals. Yes. And for that, Granddaddy of the United States, A Lost Machine, from their upcoming album as well. There you go. All right, well, we're going to keep on rolling on, and something a little different, a little bit more electronic than the starting of the show. Something from Chile here, a record label called Nomad. Nomad with an E at the end, because it is in Spanish. And they put out a compilation of some of their most exciting artists. And this one, just came out last week. We're going to hear a song by M. Rux. This is called Tripping Through the Rose Gardens. A nice pan-cultural piece of music. You got a lot of hand percussion, some fierce bass. So this is really music for the strange new world right here. M. Rux from Chile on Wandering Rhythms. I'm gonna go get some more.
Jigani tayna ka barka ba ultina bayilan san haljini galbi mai jore jigani.
right here, Wandering Rhythms on CJSF.ca, or maybe WanderingRhythms.com, or maybe 90.1 FM, lots of ways to listen. And we just heard a great 80s band. It doesn't sound like the 80s, but maybe they do if you're from West Africa. A band called the Gwelawar Band of Banjul, which is from a tiny sliver of a nation called the Gambia, which is completely surrounded by Senegal. That goes along the Gambia River. And that came out in 1981, just re-released on an Austrian label with a weird name called Presh Media Gubum, something I don't quite understand. Austria, though. Yeah, there you go. Austrian Gambian connection. And the Gwelawar Band of Banjul with their album and the track we heard, the track that names the album, Wartif Jigin. Yeah, very cool, eclectic band, mixing, yeah, lots of different stuff. There you go. And before that, we heard M. Rux, a producer from Chile on the label called Nomad. Nomad Records, M.RUX. The song was Tripping Through the Rose Garden. Yes, very nice. And, well, got a few more tracks, actually some Canadian stuff in the rock variety, before we take our trip to Comoros, to the islands east of Africa. And next, well, you'll hear a piece of music from a new record by The Evaporators, which is the project of five gentlemen, one of them, the most famous of the group, Nardwar, the Human Serviette, who also has a radio show on CITR, campus community station at UBC, just a bit further west of us. Great show, great interviewer, the most thorough investigator of his subjects, probably in Canada. And yeah, their new record, Agogo Punk. No, Ogopogo Punk. Yes, the great Canadian serpent of the sea of Lake Okanagan. And I'm going to play a really silly song. They're all silly. This one's a little extra silly. It's called Chuckanut. And the Chuckanut Mountains in northern Washington State, you've probably passed if you've done any road tripping around the Pacific Northwest, passed a few signs that say Chuckanut. And if you're really immature like me, giggle just a little bit. So here's a song dedicated to Chuckanut right here. Evaporators on Wandering Rhythms.
Rockin' Matilda.
Just heard exciting new composer out of Vancouver. I don't know how new he is. He's in his late 30s. But yes, he has come out with an album that even Rolling Stone has taken notice of, which is pretty incredible considering what he does is tape manipulation and stuff. But they have called him a very influential artist to watch. And he is a classically trained singer that takes his beautiful, clear, pristine voice, opera-ready voice, they call him, and blurs it with tape machines and old broken loops. So basically he records himself on these old tapes and comes out with his voice sounding a lot less pristine, but no less interesting. Yeah. A mix between post-classical conceptual drift, gorgeous dream pop, shoegaze fuzz, new age float, and textural cranky records drone excursions. All performed on fragile machines on the verge of decay and collapse. That's what Rolling Stone says, anyway. So Ian William Craig, right there. And his album Centers came out in July. That is Arrive, Arrive. And he will be playing at the Red Gate, the brand new Red Gate venue, which is the review stage on Granville Island, and that will be, I think, March the 4th. But check that out. Yeah, Ian William Craig, Granville Island. Bam. Before that, we heard Mother Upduff, another Vancouver act, with the song Au Ghost Train. And their EP came out in October called The Decay. Yes, Mother Upduff, young psych band of Vancouver. And before that, The Evaporators, the project of Nardwar and his old buddies, and the song